There you go. You see, the most experienced broadcaster, I'm thinking in the Western world, John Humphreys is with us.
And, just the Western world, sorry.
There's a fellow out in Azerbaijan, knocks you into a cocktail, which I happen to have with me, of course.
You do a cocktail.
And John walked in, and he hears the show. He says he hangs on every word of it every Saturday morning. And he said, but I love the way it sounds like you people just make it up as you go along. In the last 2 minutes, it's been a raw education for you. the illusion is complete.
Well, I thought you did make it up as you go along.
Well, as you see, there is...
You've got a script in front of you with about 4 words on it.
My by-road agenda. John, this is a terrific... it's a terrific pleasure. Yeah, we've upgraded it to one. I was going to say pleasure. But of course, you know, nothing if not giving himself side already. And the sausage sandwich game.
This is going to be the most highbrow sausage sandwich game we've ever had, I think.
Sorry, who have you got here then?
No, we had Dr. Jonathan Miller once, didn't we?
Oh.
No, I mentioned him once. That's what it was. It elevated the game. I take it you've never heard this extravaganza.
I'm afraid that's true. I'm so sorry, but I'm afraid that is true.
That's of a piece with everyone who ever plays it.
That's a relief.
Even better that sometimes they say, I heard it once.
Nick Robinson had heard it.
He's heard everything.
Nick's right across it. But what's going to happen is, we're not a prank show, believe it or not. It's not about putting you on your back foot or anything like that. I'm going to introduce two people in a moment who are going to represent football teams. And from a question about the minutiae of your life that only you could possibly know the answer to, thereby they will try to anticipate
what
your answer.
What if I'd forgotten it?
You can't have done. These questions are too specific.
They're very simple.
All right.
They're not very simple.
Simple for you to answer.
Well, last week's, for example, we asked our player whether they'd ever been part of a human pyramid. Now, I don't know. Supposing I'd have put that, have you ever been part of a human pyramid?
You'd have to define pyramid, I'm afraid.
When the fellas form that shape.
Well, all right, define human.
Now, you see, this is why you're never going to get a straight answer here, are you? I'm hoping the sausage family...
I'm honestly much better at asking questions than answering them.
But you were a student, weren't you, at one time?
No, never been a student.
Me neither.
No, left school at 15.
You know, and between the pair of us, we govern the BBC. You've got the yin and the yang. I'm thinking of the light and the shade of it. Neither of us have an O level between us. You were a student, weren't you, Lindsay?
I was.
You can tell. That's intelligence beaming out of the eyes there.
Which leads on to the inevitable question. You've been part of a human pyramid, haven't you?
No, I haven't. I want to be part of one. I'd love to.
Have you, Danny?
No, there is that. You can see I'm laughing on the outside, crying on the inside. The void that lives at the centre of me is because I have never been part
of
this.
Well, I'm hurt as well.
This fleshly valley of the kings. Here's Stephen. Stephen.
Good morning, Danny. Morning, Lindsay.
And exactly, John Humphrey.
Oh, I got a mister. Did you notice that?
Yes, of course. So you should. You're from Radio 4. every week, the fellas over at Radio 4 come over and they bang on the door with a broom handle. Keep it down in there. Stephen, who are you playing for today?
Well, I had thought of playing for Stockport County. It used to be my league team, but they need to win today to stay dropping down to the Conference North. My albatross around their neck.
It is the Conference North day, of course, because Hinckley, who are at the bottom of the Conference North today, could have a minus 100 goal difference. Now, isn't this sensational news? So they'll be well at home there. You're playing for Welling United, are you?
No, I am playing for Welling United, who need one point today to go in the other direction up to the Conference. The mighty Wings, who actually play Millwall sometimes pre-season.
There is only one big story in town, and it is Hinckley's minus 100 goal difference. And here's our friend Ben. Ben!
Good morning.
Morning,
hello,
Ben.
Everybody.
Hi, Ben.
Ben, who are you playing for this morning?
Western Supermare AFC of the Conference South.
John, one second, Ben. And again, John, please, this question isn't meant to either undermine or read any psychology. You've never done pantomime, have you?
I have done pantomime, yes. And I've also been to Western Supermare. I used to go there all the time for my holidays on the paddle steamer from Penarth, and we used to go and stay in a guest house in Western, every summer.
When did you do pantomime?
About 4 years ago at the Royal Festival Hall, yes.
And what was it? What pantomime was
Scrooge.
It?
Well, it wasn't sort of, you know what I mean. No, I did not play Scrooge. Actually, I did play Scrooge.
Well, Scrooge, of course, if you're going to be in Scrooge, play Scrooge.
You've got to be Scrooge, haven't you?
Yeah.
Great triumph.
The only reason I bring that up is because Ben is in Western Supermare playing for Western Supermare, and of course that is the great pantomime joke. Any mayor in a pantomime is called Mr. Western. Just so later on, somebody can say that Western, he's a supermare.
Oh, what a good joke!
Next time you're in it, it'll work for you. Yep. Stephen is Wellin and Ben Western Supermare,
and I'm the referee today because Gavin is off to a party with Gillingham today because they're about to be promoted to League One apparently.
Yes,
so he's off celebrating with the girls. They need a draw today against AFC Wimbledon.
Enough of this light-hearted shit.
I read the news once and described Gillingham as Gillingham. Yeah. Pronounced Gillingham as Gillingham. They never spoke to me again.
In the southern states of America, that's exactly how you would pronounce it. John, please, enough of this light-hearted shilly-shallying. There's business to be done. Yeah. Stephen and Ben, I am now going to ask John Humphreys some questions that only he can possibly know the answer to. By anticipating his answer, you may score a goal for your team. I did start this about 4 years ago, John. We'd be done with it in a week.
He has tried to get rid of it. But
I'm like Harry H. Corbett. I should have actually gone on to play Shakespeare, but I'm stuck in Steptoe and Son. Here we go. Stephen.
I'm terrified.
You can relax. You've only got to answer the question. Stephen, the first one I'm going to ask, and you're representing Welling United, it's about fire alarms. When John looks back at his life, he has at one point, inadvertently set off a fire alarm. Or it was quite serious and he had to set off a fire alarm. He smelled smoke and set off a fire alarm. Or neither of those options. Stephen, what do you think? In John Humphrey's life, he set off a fire alarm. He has unintentionally set off a fire alarm, set it off because there was a fire. Neither of those options. What do you suspect, Stephen?
I suspect he's probably done both, but that's not an option. I'm going to say inadvertently.
Well, if both is an option, I'll include that in the last. But inadvertently, once that'd be a lot of fun, wouldn't it? Inadvertently setting up a fire alarm. Ben, yeah. you are left with. Yeah, I had to set up a fire alarm once. I was camping and I smelled smoke. I don't know where a fire alarm would be in a tent, but. Never done either of those options. What do you suspect?
Well, a man of John's stature undoubtedly would have been in both situations, but I imagine he must have set one off at some point.
OK. How about you, Ben? You ever set off a fire alarm? Or any kind of alarm?
Not that I'd confess to. No, I've not.
When we did this as a subject, the fella rang in and lived in Portsmouth, and he inadvertently set off the scrambling for the nuclear submarine alarm.
As you do.
He did. He really did. We've had all... Most people out there have set off alarms of one sort or another.
Yeah.
So, John Humphreys, when you look back at your career and indeed your life, they are separate. You've set off a fire alarm unintentionally. You actually set one off intentionally. Neither of those options. The answer, please, John.
Is that I set a fire, that's to say I burned my house down.
Did you?
I did.
For the insurance, or that was an mistake?
Well, obviously. I mean, no, of course not. No. Do you know what? I did it on a Friday night, and I didn't know until the Monday morning whether I was properly insured or not, because this is a farmhouse. I did. I burned down my house.
Did an alarm go off?
Completely. No, we didn't have an alarm.
So the answer would be you've never set off.
The answer would be, to the best of my knowledge, I've never actually set off. I wish I had.
But we've got the arsonist tale there.
If you'd said to them, has he ever burned down a house, then...
I wish I had. Even by the standards of the questions on this particular quiz, I wouldn't have gone there. What does that do to the score, Lindsay?
Well, it's Welling United 0, Western Supermare FC 0.
Neil, how about that, gentlemen? The option being never done either of them. We will, of course, take any calls about setting off alarms now, inevitably, adding that to the tangled agenda. OK, second question. And I'm going to change the music here because we're going into the fun fair. Here we go. It's about fun fairs. Again, looking back at John's life, when he's been around the fun fair, he has won something at a fun fair. He's the rifle range, the three darts into the cards, the ducks and the hook. Yeah, and he's won something at a fun fair. Actually, he's won more than one thing at a fun fair. He sees a fun fair, no matter what story, what conference he's on the way to, he stops and goes around the stalls until he's won himself a giant soft toy. Never actually won anything at a fun fair. Ben, what do you suspect the answer is? One thing, more than one thing, none.
Well, my experience of fun fairs is probably similar to everybody else's, which is it's very difficult to win. So
is it?
I'm going to go with he's never won anything.
I don't know anything about John's personal life, but I suspect he can't pass one of those guess your weight things without having a go.
He did say he spent holidays in Weston-super-Mare.
Yeah, we know this. Well. Stephen, what's your answer?
Well, I was going to go with the same option, given the lack of excitement thus far with fire alarms. But I will... let's go in the opposite direction. I'll say more than one thing. I can picture a massive teddy or something. Or
when you see people lumbered with those, when you go to fun fairs or amusement parks or any of these theme parks, and you see these poor people who've got a six-foot Yogi Bear, what are they going to do with that? So there it is. The options are... Ben, what was the options?
Ben has said never, and Stephen has said more than one thing.
John Humphreys, don't be stereotyped. You like a fun fair as much as the next person.
I knew it was a mistake to come on this programme. Yeah. I just knew it was, and you confirmed it, because I'm in a state of trauma, really.
John, can I ask you something? Could you come forward to that microphone?
Well,
professionals find that's the way forward.
Well, I tend...
Bang, there's a black eye for the old boy there. What?
That was not bad, was it? Vicious, but not bad. Sorry about that.
The fun thing,
there we are. How is that now? 1, 2, 3. What did you have for breakfast? Look, the fact is, I've always, my whole life, wanted to win something at the fun fair. I've tried 1,000 times to win things at fun fairs. I've thrown things into buckets. I've fired those air rifles. I have done everything and I've never succeeded.
No!
But I'd much rather you didn't touch on it.
John, I know you've got to get away, but we can't leave without this. This is what this is
so hurtful.
Psychologically.
Really?
So you have tried.
Look, why do you think, morning after morning, I go on to that Today programme, which is on Radio 4, vastly superior channel to this one, obviously.
Where they punish you and hurt you and things like that.
And I try to prove that I'm good at something, and because I've always failed at something.
I don't know. I mean, if I could remember the Prime Minister's name, I would say the next time you sit down with this fellow, it's a man at the moment, right?
Yes, we haven't had many women.
No matter how piercing your next question gets, no matter how much you think you've rattled him, he's going to turn
gonna
us
say,
at you.
You
well,
failed.
I know. He's going to tell you he's got a giant SpongeBob.
At least I won something at the fun fair. What has that done to the score, Lindsay?
Well, you've scored a goal for Ben. Weston-super-Mare 1, Welland United 0.
Well done, my friends. And now we better press on, because there could be a draw here. It comes to the question that gave the game its name. And it's about the appetite of John Humphreys. And we better do that before we have to call him Sir John Humphreys. We know there's a dot on the card. Unless, like Bowie, you turn it down.
Duke I'm after. I'm after a dukedom with 50,000 acres. That's it. Won't accept
a dukedom? Can you still get dished out dukedoms?
No, but I want to set the precedent. Okay.
You know what? You could wear ermine. I'm looking at you.
Good.
That's lords, isn't it?
That'll do. My lord will do, yeah. Your grace. If it's a duke, your grace.
Young Mr. Grace.
Yeah.
Where were we? Oh, yes. The sausage sandwich is placed in front of John Humphreys. Just to put balm on his lifelong sorrow that he's never won a goldfish at the fair. Now, step back to you, Stephen. Does he ask for red sauce? Does he ask for brown sauce? Does he ask? You look like you've got a toothache at the moment. Does he ask for no sauce at all? Stephen, the answer...
Well, I'm going to have a bit of a gamble. I suspect maybe Dijon mustard, therefore no sauce at all.
Oh, OK.
Remind us of the score at the moment, Lindsay.
It is Weston-super-Mare 1, Welland United 0. So Stephen needs a goal here.
He needs a goal, and he's going for the most shaky option, no sauce at all. Ben, it's a straight choice for you, red or brown.
Well, yeah, I'm going to go with stereotyping, which is something I don't like to do, but a northern colleague of mine always has brown sauce, and John hails from the north, so I'm going to go with brown.
OK, before we find the answer, I've got to say, you go with stereotyping. It's a lot of fun. Okay. It really is. I know there's a lot of pressure not to go with it. It's a lot of fun.
Except when it's wrong, because I don't come from the north, I come from Wales.
He comes from Wales. He comes from the famous Splot.
That's all right, it's much the same.
John, you're given a sausage sandwich. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. Forget your roots. Let's not go with the stereotype.
No.
Do you ask for red sauce? Do you ask for brown sauce? Do you ask for no sauce at all?
Spooky. Do you know what? Dijon mustard.
And so, therefore, no sauce. You couldn't have said a word.
I mean, I think it's Dijon. It's the one with the little bits in it.
But that's not red or brown sauce.
Whole grain mustard. Whole grain.
That's it. You got
that
it.
That means enough.
Unfortunately, John's now going to have to grimace a bit more, because that means it's now Welland United 1, Weston-super-Mare 1.
And it's a tiebreaker question, then. And here's the question. Gentlemen, listen up. Ben, you get first shot at this. John, it's quite simply a straight fight. Here's the question, Ben. When video clubs first came out with VHS tapes and you had to join the video club, £25 a night, bring it back like there's fines and all of that, John belonged to a video club. he's never belonged to a video club. What do you say, Ben? Your answer first. Himself, not someone in the family, himself signed up at a video club. Yes, he belonged to a video club. Nope, never belonged to a video club. What do you think, Ben?
I'm going to say John's too busy to be a member, so he's not ever been a member.
Stephen? Oh, well, you haven't got any other choice. John Humphries. John Humphries. It was a sensation.
Yes.
There was Betamax, there was your Philips, but mainly there was VHS. And in your high street, this thing appeared. May have been Blockbuster, may have been an independent. You thought, oh, that's a good deal. Have you ever belonged to a video club?
No.
What did I do to this one,
is it? It is Western Supermare 2, Welland United 1.
It had to be Western Supermare, didn't it?
Really? Yeah. Stephen and Ben, thank you very much indeed. John, I've got to tell you, there's a you've got to start living, my friend. Get out there.
Get
win
out
something.
There, join a video club and win something at the fair.
Well, you know, you've not done too bad otherwise. You were otherwise distracted.
And start a human pyramid.
And start a human pyramid. You've got to do that as well.
This is a
Could you do all three at the same time, Oliver? Get a human pyramid. Pyramid going in my living room with a rented DVD, and I'll have one of those coconut shies. And when I'm at the top of the pyramid, I will throw the ball and knock it over and win another prize. That's it. My life has changed.
If nothing
Thank
else
you,
this
Radio
morning,
Five.
If nothing else, we've shown John Humphries he's wasted his life. Thank you very much.
I knew that already.
Thank you very much indeed. Travel, please.
Great pleasure.
Thank you.